enemies within, or radical Islamic terrorists already among us? Former CIA targeter Sarah Adams sounds the alarm. It's one thing to hear about terrorism threats from politicians or media pundits. It's quite another when the warning comes from a seasoned CIA targeter, someone who has actually tracked terrorist networks and their movement into the United States. That's precisely what Sarah Adams, co-author of Benghazi, Know Thy Enemy and former CIA analyst, told Glenn Beck in a stunning interview. According to Adams, both ISIS and Al-Qaeda are not only targeting the U.S., they are already here, embedded, waiting, and in some cases, casing churches and schools. Bin Laden's sons are planning another 9/11 on U.S. soil, and if we don't get ahead of that, we'll see something much bigger. A chilling wake-up call. Sarah Adams is no fringe theorist. Her background includes high-level intelligence work and first-hand experience with jihadist threats. In her interview, she laid out alarming details. Over 8,000 terrorists have reportedly entered the U.S. in recent years, through both illegal and legal means. These include operatives from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and North Africa. ISIS has 2,500 terrorists in the U.S., not counting green card holders, citizens, or visa recipients, Adams stated. Al-Qaeda is aiming at Washington, D.C., while ISIS targets mid-tier cities. She further explained how terrorists are specifically training to attack soft targets, churches, hospitals, schools, shopping centers, and even asked, "Why would someone with no children want to know how a school operates?" Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Watch former CIA targeter Sarah Adams interview, YouTube. What does this mean for the church? Churches in America are increasingly becoming surveillance targets for hostile actors. Adams reports teams of 2 to 4 non-Christian men visiting churches under false pretenses, asking suspicious questions, often focused on security teams or live streaming capabilities. If someone shows up asking about your security team and live streaming, get their photo, take a copy of their ID, and report it. Many churches have wisely begun establishing safety and security teams, but Adams urges further vigilance. Every suspicious interaction should be documented and shared with local law enforcement. The objective: disrupt the timeline of coordinated attacks. The terrorists have shifted from slow and methodical to fast, aggressive, and coordinated. Where are we headed? Adams paints a sobering picture, not just of isolated attacks, but of a broader, blitzkrieg-style strategy aimed at rapid destabilization. She names Europe as a powder keg already erupting, with the U.S. not far behind. This isn't fearmongering, it's discernment, and it's a reminder for the church to not only watch and pray but also act wisely and prepare practically. The way we left Afghanistan, 98% of our human intelligence was lost. We no longer know what Al-Qaeda leadership is doing. Biblical vigilance in perilous times. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, Jesus warned, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The church must not be naive about the world we live in. Radical Islam, enabled by open borders and ignored intelligence, is a clear and present threat. Yet we do not panic, we prepare, spiritually and physically. We shine the light of Christ in a dark world, but we also secure the perimeter, protect the flock, and speak truth boldly against any ideology that exalts itself above God.